Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Without further ado, good morning, Luis Valdez. How are you, sir?
Good morning. And, you know, going back to my LA career real quick, the most proud award I have is my life-saving award. Everything else doesn't matter. That's what I did the job for.
Yeah. No, we know nobody does it for awards, but it's nice to be recognized, especially, you know, we started this when, you know, law enforcement was in some ways kind of under attack, and it's very much appreciated in our community, and we just have great folks that work on our behalf to keep us safe, so we're very appreciative of that. Lewis, you went on from a career in law enforcement. Now you're help us out protecting our Second Amendment rights through Gun Owners of America. I have to ask you about this Maryland case that the Supreme Court may or may not hear. Right now they're looking at it, I guess, and three of the conservative folks looked at it and said, yeah, we'll hear the case, but they need four votes. And we're talking about an AR-15 ban in the state of Maryland. What do you know, and how do you think this thing's going to go?
Well, they denied cert, so they're not hearing the case. And Justice Kavanaugh was the fourth vote that would have been needed to bring it for an actual trial in the Supreme Court. And he basically wrote saying, look, we all support it, but you know, reading between the lines, the votes just aren't there right now. And that's the dangerous issue, is the fact that you have a Supreme Court that is willing to speed rush numerous other cases, things like immigration enforcement, the right to be legal aliens, businesses. But when it comes to an inalienable God-given right that has been treated like the redheaded stepchild for over a century, no, they don't want to touch that. And that is appalling. And Governor DeSantis yesterday even slammed the U.S. Supreme Court on that. He basically said the same thing. He's like, look, you guys are willing to have cases immediately about the rights of illegal aliens, but you're not doing something about inalienable God-given rights for Americans? That says something about where the court stands. And the only silver line in all of this is Brett Kavanaugh said, you know, in a term or two, we will discuss the, as he put it, the AR-15 issue.
A term or two?
Yeah, a term or two.
Wow.
So, you know, for now, hundreds of thousands to millions of Americans are going to have their rights continuously infringed upon. But again, you know, they'll take up other cases immediately that they think is of vital importance. And that is an issue that we're having in this country across the board, that American civil rights are being curb-stomped. You have someone within Pam Bondi's Department of Justice. They want to merge ATF and DEA. Look, as a former cop, that is a horrible idea right now. We would love for ATF to just outright be abolished. But the fact of the matter is, until these anti-constitutional gun laws are repealed from the federal law books, merging ATF with DEA is horrible precedent because they get increased manpower, increased budget. And look, historically speaking, the war on drugs has been an absolute failure and has completely destroyed our civil rights. I don't want that being applied to the Second Amendment. Right now, ATF is under a strict microscope. They have a very limited budget, and they have a tiny manpower pool. It's better doing that, continuously neutering ATF, than letting them grow and expand.
Yeah, when Kavanaugh said, a term or two, it's like, well, you don't know who the president's going to be. You don't know what changes are going to come on the Supreme Court. This would be, I would think, the most important time to hear a lot of especially clearly constitutional-based cases and knock those things out. I don't understand why Kavanaugh kind of balked at that. Somebody used the term, well, he's letting the issue percolate through the lower courts. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look, again, our governor said it best going back earlier this session when it came to open carry. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. Tomorrow, Justice Alito, for instance, or Justice Thomas, they could have a heart attack and drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time to do the right thing is now. Yes, I understand the logic. I understand, the gravitas of the situation, that if those four justices believe that Roberts and Barrett might side with the anti-gun wing of the court, that says something. That says that, the court is not as stacked with, quote-unquote, the right as many proclaim to be. And in reality, this isn't a right versus left issue. This is an authoritarian versus freedom issue. And we need to have solid picks in the courts across all of the circuits that truly understand what shall not be infringed means.
No doubt about it. Look, you've referenced the governor a couple of times. What's going on? Weren't we supposed to have some kind of tax holiday? Tallahassee was supposed to give us, and that had to do with Second Amendment. What happened?
Yeah, back before session started, I directly asked the governor about a 2A tax holiday. He says, yep, that's what I'm pushing. That's what I'm proclaiming. And that was back in January. That was supposed to be in the budget. It was supposed to start on Memorial Day and go all the way to July 4th. And guess what? It was never done because the House and the Senate could never come to an agreement, especially within the House. House Speaker Perez just scoffed at the idea of any tax savings idea for Floridians. He was against property tax reform, property tax cuts. He's been against the Second Amendment tax holiday. And now the House and the Senate have come to a tentative agreement for a budget, because if they don't do it by June 30th, July 1st, we have a government shutdown. And of course, the 2A tax holiday isn't part of that. It once again shows you where a Republican supermajority in Florida truly stands on Second Amendment rights, because they can't even do a 2A tax holiday. Mind you, other states like West Virginia, they just simply don't tax inalienable rights like the Second Amendment. But if they can't do a simple 2A tax holiday for gun rights, they also can't do open carry. They can't do the repeal of the under 21 purchase ban, of red flag laws, of numerous other gun control edicts on the books. But we have this Republican supermajority that constantly campaigns and proclaims that they're pro-gun, they're pro-liberty, they're pro-freedom. Well, actions speak louder than words, and right now the actions are deafening.
Yeah, these are mushy Republicans, or they're parading as conservatives, but they're not really. Perez is a great example of that. He doesn't want us to get tax breaks at any level. And Florida's maintained, they've done a very good job as far as being fiscally responsible. We could do that tax without, hurting income streams to the state. We're in great shape. But yet he's bucking the very idea that the governor stands for, and that's free Florida. But I guess not as free as we had hoped.
Yeah, it's just a sad overall play in what's gone on this session. I mean, it's insulting. Look, to talk about property taxes, it's simple. I pay over $4,000 a year in property taxes, but he wanted to give tourists a 75-cent sales tax cut. And he's like, oh, it'll help Floridians. Yeah, for me to make any real dent, I would have to spend over $100,000.
Yeah,
to make up any real savings compared to me saving a grand off property taxes, which is what the governor wanted to
see. Yeah, the math doesn't work. Luis Valdez, Second Amendment advocate, Gun Owners of America, we appreciate it. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.